Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our worship. Welcome to Palm Sunday. And as we celebrate Palm Sunday, we certainly do with a mix of joy, but yet also with a time of sorrow, as we look ahead to this holy week. May God bless our time together in His Word. The Lord be with you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. We confess our sins. O holy and most merciful God, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you. I do not deserve to be called your child. Yet you graciously invite me, and I come to you. And for the sake of my Savior I plead, God have mercy on me, a sinner. My friends, though our sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Fear not, the Lord says, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Go and produce fruits in keeping with your repentance. Amen. The scripture lesson that we turn to today is the gospel lesson for this Palm Sunday from Matthew chapter 21. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks you anything, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Zechariah. "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our Christian faith with the words of the epistle lesson that would be for today from Philippians chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul, speaking by the Holy Spirit, says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And now we turn then to our message for today. On this Palm Sunday, if you would like to open up your scriptures, it would be Matthew chapter 23. We will focus on verses 37 to 39 of Matthew 23. May God bless our study. What did Jesus and his disciples see as they made their way to Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday? Remember, they had started off way up in Galilee. They had made their way now down to Bethany, where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived. Lazarus, the one who Jesus had raised from the dead. Now on Sunday morning, Palm Sunday, they continued on their trip to Jerusalem. And as they passed by Bethphage, which was near Jerusalem, Jesus sent two of his disciples to borrow a donkey and her colt. But now, as Jesus and his disciples crested the Mount of Olives, what a most beautiful sight burst into view. Can you picture it? Below them lay the entire city of Jerusalem. They would have seen the crowds that were streaming in from the world to celebrate the Passover. The disciples who were walking with Jesus, the man that many in the crowd knew had done some amazing things, must have thought to themselves, wow, maybe Jesus is finally getting his just rewards. Maybe the disciples were going to now be finally honored for having followed Jesus. Because look at what Jesus had done. He gave hearing to those who were deaf. He gave sight to those who were blind. He gave life to the dead. Who could do that? He spoke about the kingdom of heaven. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." What did Jesus see? What did Jesus see as he made his way down the hill that day? He saw the path that lay before him, and he saw the necessity of the journey that he was taking. Dear Christians, Jesus saw you and me, and it brought him sorrow and joy. When Jesus looked down at the city on that Palm Sunday, his heart was filled with both that sorrow and joy. He saw the city as a father or a mother would look at a child whom they so much loved, but who so desperately needed their love, their care, their help. Jesus was never a dad, but the relationship Jesus had with the people of Israel was like a relationship a father has with his children. And that comes out in one of the last sermons that Jesus preached on this earth. It was a sermon that Jesus preached on Monday of Holy Week. And in this sermon, Jesus touches on both sorrow and joy of this day we call Palm Sunday. Our gospel lesson today spoke about the great joy of Palm Sunday. With thousands of people packed into Jerusalem, and the shouts of many were heard, and the waving of the palm branches, especially by the children. What a joyous note Palm Sunday begins with. But now we all wake up. It's Monday morning, and now Jesus preaches his last sermon, and it begins in sorrow. We read verses 37 and 38. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who sent to her. How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. The Israelites' track record of dealing with the prophets that the Lord sent to them was not a good one. They were often very cruel to the prophets that God had given to them. And on this Monday morning of Holy Week, we find Jesus. We find him there standing on the steps of the dazzling court of the temple. His lips quiver, his eyes filled with moisture, and tears run down his cheeks. Jesus cried. He cries because he knows what is going to happen. He cries as a father or mother would cry, because of the wayward actions of their child. First of all, his sorrow is over what's going to happen in the few days ahead. The pain that was inflicted upon Jesus and the sorrow that came upon him. We remember the words of the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah said that on the cross, Jesus would not be a sight to behold. Instead, it would be such a terrible sight that people would turn their head away. They would take their eyes and turn away from what they were seeing done to Jesus on the cross. But not only did Jesus have the sorrow and the tears in his eyes because of what was going to happen on Good Friday, there were tears also in his eyes because of what would come to the city in the very near future. Only 38 years later, the Romans came and destroyed the city. over 1 million people perished. Thousands were crucified. 97,000 were led away as slaves. The siege of the city lasted 7 months, and during that time the Jews suffered agonies beyond description. Disease broke out, starvation set in, dead bodies rotted into the streets. It was a terrible disaster. But what was Jerusalem's earthly judgment compared to the eternal consequences for having rejected Jesus? One day, totally by accident, a father found a picture of his daughter. Kelly was a freshman away at college. The picture showed Kelly, and she was drinking a beer and smoking some marijuana. When Kelly came home the next weekend, this is how her dad dealt with the situation. He took the picture of Kelly that had been found by accident, and he put it on the kitchen table. And he said, "Kelly, do you see anything in this picture that would break your father or your mother's heart?" If our life was a picture, and it was laid out by our Heavenly Father on the kitchen table, would there be anything in that picture that would break his heart? For me, yes. And for you, there would be so as well. And it is because of our sins that this day, Palm Sunday, has such sorrow. There is a strange mix on Palm Sunday. It is a mix between sorrow and joy. The sorrow comes in knowing that it was our sins that put Jesus on the cross in 5 days. We know that it was our sins that caused him his suffering. It is ironic because a person could worship on Palm Sunday and then worship next Sunday, Easter Sunday, and you could completely miss the whole picture of why Jesus came into the world. Palm Sunday and Easter are joyous days. They are days that bring happiness to our hearts. The glorious and triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and then next Sunday, that resurrection announces the forgiveness of sins, eternal life won for us, peace, joy, everlasting joy mark our lives. Dear Christians, we also need to see Good Friday. We need to hear the whip on Jesus' back. We need to see the nails pounding into his hands and feet. We need to see the soldiers hit Jesus with their fists. We need to realize that it was our sins that put Jesus on the cross. And we need to hear the horrible way he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" I am the answer to that question. And you are the answer to that question. On Good Friday, there are tears flowing down from our Savior's eyes. They are flowing down on Jesus' cheeks. They are flowing down on our Heavenly Father's cheeks. As Jesus looked over the city of Jerusalem, there was sorrow. There were tears. But yet his sermon ends on a note of hope. And it is on that note of hope that we hear these words. "I tell you, you will certainly not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Sorrow gives way to joy. A former Navy SEAL, those special soldiers, he was visiting his grandson's school and gave a little talk of what it was like to be a Navy SEAL. He talked about some of the adventures, and when he finished, the teacher thanked him and then opened it up for some discussions, questions from the classroom. Well, a little girl raised her hand and she asked, "Sir, can you balance a ball on the end of your nose?" "What?" Oh, life can be very humbling at times, and that was true of Jesus. The Apostle Paul expressed that so wonderfully, as we heard it in our confession today. in our creed that we confess as we turn to Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. Jesus humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even death on the cross. But my friends, now it is time to turn to next Sunday. Now it is time to preview Easter and beyond. And what did Jesus say? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There's joy, joy, joy. You hear the echo in Jesus' words. The joy of this day, Palm Sunday, is tempered with what's going to happen 5 days from now. The joy of Easter Sunday is tempered with the fact that we will live our lives here on this earth. And as we experience right now, those lives are sometimes very difficult. They're hard. They're very sad. But then there's one more joy, the joy of the last day. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And on that day, our joy will never diminish as we welcome Jesus and he takes us to live with him forever in heaven. On April 9th, 1865, it was Palm Sunday. And on that day, something very special happened in our nation. It happened in a little town in Virginia, where Robert E. Lee of the Confederate Army surrendered to Ulysses Grant of the Union Army, and the Civil War came to an end. What a day of joy for our nation. 5 days later, April 14th, 1865, it was Good Friday. And that day was a day of sorrow in our nation. Our beloved President, Abraham Lincoln, was shot and died on that Good Friday, 1865. What a day of sorrow. Sorrow and joy so close together. Dear Christians, welcome to Holy Week. Sorrow and joy are so close together. We need to hear it. We need to experience it. And most of all, we need to shout, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Because of Palm Sunday, and because of Good Friday, and because of Easter, that will be our shout on the last day when Jesus comes again. He will come, and he will take us, you and me, and we'll live in heaven forever, and unending joy will be ours forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the King of heaven and earth. We join that first Palm Sunday group in praising and glorifying you for coming to this earth to be our Savior. Praise be to you for being obedient to death, even death on a cross, to redeem us from sin. Cause our voices to blend with those who sang your praises as you rode into Jerusalem. Move us to confess you before others as our Lord. Help us proclaim the message of peace and forgiveness to people of all nations. Use us to assure all people that your blood has cleansed them from sin and set them free from slavery to sin, death, and the devil. Move us, Lord, to dedicate all we are and all that we have to your glory. And it's in your name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And I'll close with just a couple of verses spoken of a morning hymn from our hymn book, hymn 584. O blessed Holy Trinity, o'er all I have extend your arm. Let Satan cause me no distress, nor bring me shame or wretchedness. The Father's love shield me this day. The Son's pure wisdom cheer my way. The Holy Spirit's joy and light drive from my heart the shades of night. My Maker, hold me in your hand. Redeemer, be my dearest friend. Blessed Comforter, stay at my side, that faith and love in me abide. Lord, bless and keep me as your own. Lord, look in kindness from your throne. Lord, let your favor rest on me and give me peace eternally. God bless you all.